You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Bongani. Happy Monday, if that's ever the right expression.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not so much of a happy week, as of course marchers are going to be on that peace march to Washington, grieving students from that Florida shooting. Really, I suppose, trying to take the initiative and saying something needs to change here.
Exactly that. As one banner has read, there have been some protests in Fort Lauderdale near to where the shooting was. And the protests yesterday had banners with things like, "Prayers and condolences are not enough." And so we know that there will be this march. It'll happen at some stage next month, I believe. And they're trying to make it a national march and obviously therefore garner a lot of support around the country. But this is student organizers from the high school in Parkland who have told US media that they're determined that this should be the turning point. 17 students lost their lives in that shooting. There are 14 people in hospital in a bad way. And they want that this to be the straw that broke the camel's back. And indeed, protesters have chanted shame on you at U.S. lawmakers and senators and the president. And are they listening? Amongst all the other things, there is a very key stat here. America's National Rifle Association spent $20 million supporting Donald Trump and opposing Hillary Clinton last year. Politicians tend to know which side their bread is buttered, don't they?
Indeed, Adam, indeed. Now, movie harassment issues, new codes of conduct are on the cards?
Yeah, absolutely. The Actors Union Equity is looking at some very detailed guidelines on what male and female actors can and can't do and what they should and shouldn't do. And they'll say it's not just with film and TV and theatre, it's with auditions and with rehearsals and so forth. And they want to, if necessary, make sure there are chaperones and there are clear guidelines as to what is acceptable and so forth. Interesting that, for several hundred years we haven't needed the guidelines, but suddenly we do. Why is that, I wonder? Also, big night for Britain's film industry, the BAFTA Awards last night, if you like the British Oscars, where a film that you probably don't think is British, as in Three Billboards Outside Emming, Missouri, that's won the Best British Film and a load of other things, including Best Film. But the key thing in the BAFTAs award ceremony was the number of actors and actresses wearing black. They've all joined this Time's Up campaign, sexual harassment out of the industry. And indeed, there's a leading letter that's been signed by Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, and Keira Knightley saying exactly that, that it should be an end to sexual harassment at work in the film business, but also beyond. They're really making a statement on this. The only one or two who weren't dressed, Frances McDormand, because as she put it, she's not one to conform, and the Duchess of Cambridge. But then you can't, as a royal, necessarily look like you're favouring a political cause, no matter how worthy the political cause. So she wore a neat shade of olive green, which is as close to black as you can get without being black, I guess.
I wonder what the... I mean, I don't know. I'm not convinced. I think there's much more to gain by supporting this than trying not to conform. Now, it was about 100 years ago that the guns fell silent at the end of the First World War, and I'm seeing now the peace path, the lasting legacy, is gaining support.
Yeah, I mean, we have all sorts of memorials, and the Menin Gate at Ypres in Belgium is an extraordinary thing, and that, we hope, is a lasting legacy. But I think this is really a really nice thing. The idea is to create a 400-mile-plus long pathway that'll run from the English Channel all the way to Basel in Switzerland, basically all the way along where the Western Front was in the First World War, to all those battlefields of the Somme, and Ypres and Verdun and so forth. An English university professor and a French journalist have combined forces on this. Now, they've been working on the campaign for 2 years, but it's only now, they reckon, they've begun to get the support of the French, Belgian, and British governments, and if they can get the Swiss on board as well, then they're heading in the right direction. But this peace pathway, the idea is simply that it'll be a lasting, well-tended slab across the countryside. But it was actually the idea of Second Lieutenant Alexander Gillespie in a letter he wrote home from the Battle of Loos in 1915 about a pathway where people would think and learn about what war means. And then he was killed a couple of days after writing that letter. 103 years later, we may be heading towards that vision.
Keeping calm and carrying on after Britain's biggest earthquake in a decade.
Well, there are plenty of really tragic earthquakes and so forth, but I just thought we could have what is, after all, a very British one, because absolutely nobody was hurt. But nonetheless, this was the UK's worst and biggest earthquake for 10 years, 4.4 on the Richter scale, with the epicentre near Swansea in Wales and felt 200 miles away. So it did rattle a few things, but it basically rattled the China. A football match had to be temporarily halted as everyone looked quizzically at each other, and then they carried on. Otherwise, though, on social media, fabulous reports of the earthquake aftermath, as in fallen chairs in the garden, garden furniture overturned, we will rebuild, was one slogan. Was that a heron on the roof, said one quizzical tweet. Quick, check the biscuits, said another, and as somebody put it, I suppose that means that there'll be 3 weeks of delays on the railways.
Yeah, that's a happy ending to that story. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Zahid, who tweeted the question, hashtag Emirates Worldview. Why are there 3 goals in soccer or 3 wickets in successful... Well, hold on. Let me just repeat that again. Why are 3 goals in soccer or 3 wickets in successive balls in cricket referred to as a hat trick? To get the answer, we spoke to cricket commentator Aslam Kota.
In the origins and derivation of common cricket terms and expressions, it states that the term originates from an old custom, which probably from the mid-19th century, of awarding a new hat to the bowler who achieves this feat. In 1858, one H.H. Stevenson took 3 wickets with 3 consecutive deliveries. Fans then held a collection for Stevenson and presented him with a hat bought with the proceeds. Thus, the term hat-trick, and it is commonly used these days in most sport.
Congratulations to Zahid for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.